Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Saturday morning is such a fun ride. I was with, and then good morning. First of all, let me say good morning. Good morning on this Saturday morning as we're enjoying everything that we do enjoy here at the Borgata, which is a lot of things. So here on Saturday, but I was with, I forget where I was. I guess it was at the Phillies game, at WIP or Odyssey. I guess it's both. But people that listen know us as WIP because that's who we are. And a couple of people said, Saturday morning. Yeah, that's nice that they do that because they're not worried about business, kind of driving around getting things done, whether it's the kids or making stops. So that's nice. So It's a nice ride. It's just a nice ride on Saturday morning. So you are riding. And during football season, it really is good because there's always something that we get crazy about. Always something. And this week, I think it's overstated. I know it's the first game that Carson Wentz plays against the Eagles. We know the history. We know what happened, but it didn't turn out bad. What, and this is one of my questions. This is one of my questions today. Number one, the Eagles obviously should beat Washington. That shouldn't even be a question. But again, I'm not laying points on the road with the Eagles. You should have learned your lesson in Detroit. Sometimes you just got to stay away from the game or have something. You want to put something on it, just do a little something with interest. But here's the deal with Carson Wentz, and I cannot, and I know people just climb on, whether it's the hosts, whether it's the callers, that just, they got to boo Carson Wentz. Well, in Washington, the Eagles fans there might boo him, but yeah, whatever. But in Philadelphia, you know that's going to happen. But my question is, what did he do to hurt the Philadelphia Eagle franchise? Really, I'm not going to defend him. I'm just kind of looking for answers. What did he do? Without Carson Wentz, the Eagles would not, flat out, would not have won the Super Bowl. Would not. Because the season he had, even though he got hurt, was an MVP season. They would not have won the Super Bowl. Now, without Nick Foles, they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl either. But they wouldn't have been in position without Carson Wentz. So then he gets traded. The Eagles got, a 1-2, Bill, is that what it was? They got a 1-2 from Indianapolis. Got a 1-2, which, nothing wrong with that. You got a 1-2. And then Howie flips it into a whole bunch of different things. But so that worked out. People are happy with Jalen Hurts. So that worked out. I know that Carson didn't handle the situation well. He was offended when the Eagles drafted Hurts number two. He was offended, and he should not have been offended. But I don't think it really hurt because the team had to go in transition. Now, he wasn't as good as he was that Super Bowl year, and things kind of went downhill. I have no idea why. And then he didn't listen to the coach all the time. But in the end, he helped the team win a Super Bowl, helped the team get draft picks, which helped him do other things. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback that people are happy with now. So what, really, I'm interested is why, now Rager, I understand. Rager was a stiff, and then he said things on social media which were stupid, and then he challenged fans at times, and he's got revenge coming back, and he stinks. Carson Wentz doesn't stink, but he's just not, he's not as good a quarterback as he was that year. And I don't know if he'll ever be that quarterback. You know, there's players that come back and don't come back, but okay, so we'll, hopefully we discuss that. I'd really like to discuss that. I mean, just why? I'm just asking. I'm just curious. You know, somebody may be able to point out a good reason, but I'm just curious. Or is it just in your blood as a Philadelphia sports fan? Phillies win last night. They're getting people's hopes up that they can win in the playoffs. They beat the. They were making the playoffs, so that was never a question in the last month for me, because the Brewers just aren't good enough, and they're going to make the playoffs. San Diego's up and down, but it's, you know, are they good enough in the playoffs? And Atlanta is a better team, regardless of what they've done the first two games, and they're missing one of the three or four best outfielders in baseball, in Acuña, who's sitting out right now. So, but they won the game, and that's good, and Aaron Nola pitched well, and that's good, and everything's good. The one thing that's not working out well right now, Harper had, again, they had nine runs, and Harper had no hits. Struck out, I think, once or twice. I don't know what's wrong with him. But he's just, he's out of sync. If I remember correctly, start of his seasons aren't very good, and this is kind of like he had to restart it. So, we'll see what happens there. And one of the other issues this week, and there were a couple of things, one of the other issues this week was Ben Simmons. I think he's trying to clean up the mess. You know, there's no excuse for what he did. Absolutely none. No excuse whatsoever. No excuse sitting out. And the biggest problem is he kind of bordered on saying it was a mental health issue, kind of alluded to that. That is so demeaning to the people that really have mental health issues. And that was wrong. That was just flat out wrong. And then J.J. Redick, who is one of the all-time ass-kissers when he wants to be one of the all-time ass-kissers. I was never a big J.J. Redick fan. Couldn't play a little bit of defense. He could shoot, but then at the end he really couldn't shoot that well either. But he kissed his ass and then kissed it again and then doubled down on kissing both cheeks. And then he had him on his podcast, and that's where all this came from with Ben Simmons. But, and I don't know that he wasn't, and Kyle, if you have that bite where he criticized Glenn Rivers and Joel Embiid, let's play that.
After that series, I'm getting, it's like from the people that you're supposed to have the support from. Or that, you know, that comfort from. And I wasn't getting that either. So it was just a lot. It was a toll on me. And then mentally, it killed me. I was like, no energy for anything. Like I was in a dark place. And I think that was tough for me, just knowing like I didn't really have that support either from teammates or whatever it was at that time.
No, call it like it is. Let's call it like it is. Yeah. And you know that I love Joel and you know that I love Doc, but like they essentially threw under the bus after game seven. Like that's indisputable.
Yeah.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Yeah, right. Okay. They did throw him under the bus. That was after the Atlanta game when his reasoning for not shooting was he saw Trae Young, who's what a foot smaller than he is, basically almost, worried he was going to foul him. Okay. Is there something wrong with that? So that was a mistake. But Joel Embiid is about Joel Embiid. I mean, let's really call it the way it is. And Glenn Rivers, you know, it was a bad play. The coach should be honest and say, okay, should have dunked the ball. Joel obviously wasn't happy with it. Joel and Ben Simmons didn't like each other at the beginning, and they kind of didn't like each other towards the end. And Joel was jealous of Ben Simmons because he thought Brett Brown liked him too much because Brett was friends with his parents. And that was an issue. So let's call Joel Embiid out for what he is. But there was no excuse for Ben Simmons not taking that shot. But it's just, he's in a dark place. Well, turn on the damn light. Just turn on the light. That's all. You're a professional athlete. You got to suck it up. And then you got to sit down and talk to him. Hey, man, I made a mistake. I should have tried to dunk the ball. That's it. I made a mistake. And then move on. And Joe all saying, well, if we had Jimmy Butler, that was wrong too. So Ben Simmons is not totally at fault here, but he did bail out on the team. He did not want to play. There's a whole thing there. He's going to play with the Nets, and he's got to get over coming to Philadelphia. So at one point, I didn't believe he was coming on the 20s or wasn't going to play on the 22nd. I still think that could happen, but he's got to get over it. Let the fans boo, and they have the fans do have a right to boo. They do. So we don't have the met. Oh, there it is. Oh. I put it on my other side. Let's see. I was looking for my mouse because I was going to... Let me give you the numbers. I don't have to give it... Again, you have it at speed dial. I don't have to give it 100 times. Give it once. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mike, who is in Delaware. Mike, what's up?
Howard, I completely agree with you. I'm 56 years old. The booing thing... I completely don't understand it, and trust me, I get that players take off in sports, you know, sometime throughout the years, but, like, how old are you? What are you, 12 years old? You got to go down there and boo? Like,
well, if there's a reason... But if there's a reason...
You're in your 40s and 50s and you're booing?
Yeah, but hold it, Mike. If there is a reason, it's like Ben Simmons, I understand it. And certain players, I understand it. But is there a reason? Is there a reason to boo Carson Wentz?
I don't know about. I'm not even like put him aside. I just think booing is immature. My point is. I just think it's immature. That's all. I mean, I know you pay good money to go down there, but
If there's a reason, I'm okay. If there's a reason, I'm okay with it. You know, it's just if you want to boo. But there's no reason to boo Carson Wentz, not in my opinion. I don't understand.
He gave everything. Unfortunately, he got hurt in that Rams game, and he was never the same since then. You know what I mean? He never recovered from that mentally or physically, in my opinion.
Well, no, he didn't. Well, we'll see what happens. You know what? If he decides to just do what he does, because he's got other really good players, he's got better players on his team than the Sixers had. If he just does what he does, and the Nets keep it together, and who knows whether they can. I don't see any problem with them being a good team. I really don't.
I didn't bring up Ben Simmons, but I honestly don't think he takes the game home with him. I don't think he has any heart, Howard.
Well, he didn't here.
I don't think he takes the game home with him. I don't.
Well, there's a lot of but I'll say this: there's a lot of players that don't take the game home with them.
All right. Fair
enough. Yeah, there's a lot of players. Mike, I didn't give the question yet, and I know you want to be part of the contest. So just hang there, and I'll give you the question, and you're going to have to come up with a quick response. To try to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, here's the question. And by the way, you can check it all out at thebruno.com, all their great food, their catering, everything they do, which is tremendous, and the food is sensational. You know, it's kind of based off of Carson Wentz. The most memorable game from a former player against his former team, against a Philadelphia team. Most memorable game against a Philadelphia team of a former player. Do you have one?
I don't, but I just understand the hate for Jason Worth when he went to the Nationals and he came back. But I don't have a game, so I'm out of the contest.
Okay, all right, you got it. You know what? I guess he kind of said Jason Worth. I don't know. Jason Worth was still a good player, but I don't know that he had... He didn't do much any more than he would do against any other team than he did against the Phillies. A couple of other things that happened this week. It's a It's a funny story. It really is a funny story. And it just shows how grounded Britton Covey is. What's that?
I'm reading it now. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did a video with him. But anyway, we talked about it before the game on Monday night. That was my first report on the broadcast with Merle and Mike, that he couldn't get into the player's lot because he didn't have the right pass. But the guy didn't even know who he was. The guy had the parking lot attendant didn't know who he was, so he parked over in the tailgate lot with the tailgaters, and most of those people didn't know who he was, which, you know, it's whatever. So I did a video with him, and I put it up on Wednesday. Bill, how many views, or Kyle, one of you two? I already told Kyle how many views. How many views do you think I got? Well, don't look it up. How many views do you think I got on Twitter of the video, him explaining the whole situation? But he was very grounded. He said it wasn't his fault. You know, I didn't have the right pass. Take a guess, Bill. A
couple hundred thousand.
207,000 views on Twitter. Is that crazy? All over, and major websites picked it up. You know, I knew it was an interesting and funny story, but I didn't think it would be that crazy. It just put it on Twitter, and it just shows, if you listen to it, it just shows you how grounded he is as a person. All right. I gave you the numbers, 215-592-9494. One other major thing happened yesterday. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Eagles, your thoughts on Wentz, thoughts on Simmons. We got it all. I'm Howard Eskin. We are at the Borgata. And if you're in the restaurant, hospitality or casino business, you know, I've urged you to listen up. And I'll remind you again. And, you know, I'm not just telling you to do this. I'm suggesting it's good for you. If your point of sale system isn't helping you sell more, earn more, or work less, well, then you really need a change, or you need a point of sale system. So you should talk to, when I say they're my friends, they really are great people. And Joe Flynn, the guy that heads up and runs, and it is his company at PDQ Signature Systems, is really a good guy. PDQ has everything you need for, that's what you need for success, including the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest POS, the easiest POS, and the most reliable POS available. With PDQ, you'll get the innovation and reliability your business needs to succeed. Whether you have a single location restaurant or have thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team, Joe's good guy. I'm telling you, he'll shoot you straight. At PDQ, we'll create a custom solution that will help your business grow like never before. It's why PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. Trust me. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Check them out at pdqpos.com. Tell them the King sent you for an extra special offer. Schedule, and make sure you tell them, schedule your free demo and business consultation today, pdqpos.com. No wonder why thousands of restaurants have PDQ POS. It's simply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The best point of sale system available. You know what? I still have a trouble calling the Washington, whatever they are, Commanders. I thought they were Commandos, Commodores, Commanders. What a bad organization. That's just too bad. They're a bad organization, and everything about them, except the head. I do like the head coach. I think the head coach is a good guy and a sharp coach, but they are a bad organization. And he took the money. I mean, that's what happens. He took the money. But he wanted a head coaching job, too, and that's understandable. Let's go to Casey. Casey, you're on WIP.
Howard, I'm going to tell you, I want to do your introduction and speech wherever you got this award, because when I got here in 04, my best friend at work was the biggest fan of yours, and I didn't know you or anything because I came from the West Coast sports radio, and he loved you. He was all about, if you're scared, get a dog. I never had a bad day in my life. His name was Bill Bauer. He worked with me at Wells Fargo, and he was the biggest Howard Eskin fan, and I'm like, well, I don't know if I like this guy. I'm listening to him. I'm new, and man, you sold me, baby.
My introduction to what? You want to do my you mean the Philadelphia?
I thought you got an award or something.
Oh, yeah, the Philadelphia
award or something.
Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's November
3rd. I want to go and talk. I tell you, I love you, man. It took me about 2 years of listening to this guy tell me how great you were, and I listened and listened, and then it hit me, and I go, this guy is a genius. And, man, are you good. I love your show. I listen every Saturday. My okay. God, you're the best.
Well, I don't disagree. All right, so what did you want to talk about?
I want to tell you my Pujols story. God, man, he hit 700 last night. In 05, I just moved here, and I saw Pujols hit a home run at Citizens Bank Park, and I swear to God, Howard, it was the most greatest thing I ever saw. Center field, straight into center field. That ball didn't go 5 feet in the air, and it went straight right over that center field. He cleared the fence by like a foot, and it never left. It never went up in the air.
It's the greatest
home run I ever hit in my life.
Okay, Casey, slow down here for a second. You know what's good, and I'm going to play the call of the 700th home run. He had 1 year. He hit like 340, close to 340. Had 48 home runs, and you know he only struck out like 55 times. That, to me, is impressive. All these guys and all this analytic nonsense and BS and garbage. It is garbage.
I agree 100%.
Well, it's garbage. Oh, it doesn't matter if he strikes out. You know, Kyle Schwarber, he's had a nice year, but he's hitting like 215. Slow down here for a second, Casey. Let me finish my thought. And he's going to strike out 200 times. But Pujols says, all right, Casey, just listen to the call. Here's the call last night of Albert Pujols hitting 700.
Pujols with the widespread stance, arms out over the plate. Bickford from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a three-run homer! And he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022. 23.
Hi, Howard. I'm going to cry.
Okay, hold on for a second. Hey, boy, you got to shut this guy up. We got something coming up, and this is for Bill. This is the pastry chef, Deb Pellegrino. Deb Pellegrino is the pastry chef. Did I pronounce your last name correctly? Okay. Deb Pellegrino, give her the microphone. Bill Matz, my producer here at the Borgata, has a birthday tomorrow. You know, and Bill's not afraid to tell us his age, as a lot of people who get over 30 years old, which is ridiculous. Bill, how old are you?
I am 34 tomorrow.
See that? Bill is 34, and I found that out, that it was your birthday, and Deb does a great job with the pastries here at the Borgata. I mean, I take the muffins, Bill has muffins, he has the crumb cake now, it's just all kinds of great stuff. But Deb, how much loving care did you put into that cake for Bill?
Extra love.
Well, thank you very much.
And you don't look a day over 21, Bill, if I can throw that in.
I appreciate it.
So we're going to wish you a little luck for the Eagles win for this weekend, right? We're all Eagles fans here, but I'm wishing you a big happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy your day.
You know, and she, it's got Eagles designs on it with an eagle on it, and the green, and the happy birthday, Bill. Bill, don't all eat it in one sitting, all right?
Well, if you see Bill walking around, he's going to have a green tongue. So that's how you're going to be able to identify Bill today.
All right. Well, yeah, his wife will be down shortly, so she'll help him with that, too. But, Deb, thanks very much.
You're welcome,
Deb,
Howard.
Really is nice. And you did a sensational job. Isn't that a great job, Bill?
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy. You're welcome. Happy birthday.
All right. Thanks, Deb. Thanks very much. Deb Pellegrino, who is the pastry chef here at the Borgata. Thanks a lot. All right. See that, Bill? You think people don't care about you? Just because people don't care about you. He's a treasure. All right. I had to do that. All right, Casey, I got one more thing for you. Just tell me who is a player that came back against his former team.
Ben Simmons. And I thought I was watching a Men's Warehouse commercial because he had street clothes.
That doesn't work. Ben Simmons hasn't even played against the Sixers yet. Boy, the guy's like was too wound up. But happy birthday, Bill. Lamont, you're on W. Lamont, calling from Atlanta. Lamont, yeah. What's happening?
What's going on, Howard? Let me ask you something. How many fans was there last night in Philly? 20,000, probably.
Well, if they announced 20, it was less than 20. Whatever they announced, take about 5,000 off at this point.
Well, the reason why people, that was the topic this week on WIP. The reason why the fans, the Phillies are not getting many fans, because the fan base know this team don't have a chance. And if you're not a baseball fan.
Wow, they announced 28 last night. So they did have over 20. If they had announced 28.
Well, that's bad. This team.
You know, hold on. You know what? Yeah. I'm tired of people whining about how many fans come out.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season. I think it was chilly last night, too. The end of the season. But it's baseball, and I get it. And they're going to make the playoffs. But the real thing is when they get into the playoffs. But here's the deal. September, kids are back at school. Now, I know it's a Friday night, but the Eagles, but the cost, it's not the ticket. The other night they had Dollar Dog Night. And I think they announced 28. It was probably 21 or 22 in the park. You're coming for Dollar Dogs. They made tickets $12. It's just, but the concessions are the killer. You got to pay for parking. What's that, $20? Then the concessions, you got to take out a loan to buy concessions at the ballpark. You just can't do it all the time. You can't expect people to come out. Ticket prices aren't crazy, especially now. You can get them cheaper on the internet services. But it just costs so much. It costs you three times as much as the tickets with the concessions. That's the biggest issue.
My opinion is, unless you have a championship-type team, the fans are not going to come out in Philadelphia no more. So baseball is just a dead sport, and that's the only way baseball will be live in Philly, if the Phillies would be a championship team.
Well, that's another point. It's not a dead sport, but it's not – now, last night they scored some runs. Thursday night, one run by both teams. So that's – That's 9 innings of one run. And the Phillies usually don't score in multiple innings. The game is not, there's not stolen bases. There's not first to thirds. There's not all these other kinds of things. There's not a bunch of things. And that is the problem.
I want to get to my Wentz point. I'm a big Wentz fan. That game against Denver sold me 2017. Okay, we got our guy. We got our Peyton Manning. We got our Elway. And then when it didn't happen like that, when he wasn't those type of quarterbacks, I was like, man, I knew it was too good to be true. But I'm a big Wentz fan. I still listen to a lot of the DC Sports Talk radio because of Wentz. And, of course, I want him to sell against us, but I'm still pulling for him, man, because it was sad that
this. So you don't understand it either, that why do people boo him?
No, I don't. Big Wentz fan, and I'm going to continue being a Wentz fan. And I just want him to succeed, but don't succeed against my Eagles.
You know, you don't have to be a fan. I'm not asking people to be a fan. But I'm trying to figure out why they boo him. He didn't do anything to hurt the team. You know, he didn't play to expectations. But without him, the Eagles don't win a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
It's that simple. All right, who's the player? Go ahead.
Ricky Waters, for who, for what? At 38-0? At the vet?
Yeah, but did he come back and crush him?
Well, 38-0, Seattle. 1998, Wade Rose.
He came back. Is that right?
Year?
What kind of numbers did he have?
I don't recall the numbers, but you don't remember that game, Howard, when the Seattle came back, came to Philly
here?
1998?
It was here or was in Seattle?
No, it was here.
Wow. No, I don't remember that game.
Just go ahead and check. Go ahead,
I'll check it out. I'll put you down. I'll put you down. If that's a good one, that's a good one.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later, Howard.
You got it. All right. Hold on. Get all your info. Let's go to Ray. You're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, this is the thing with Carson, because I firmly believe that we would not. He was a big factor in getting.
There's no question. That's why I just, you know, it's like so over. And I know we need something to complain about.
However,
the people of Philadelphia. Yeah.
There's a but to it. I mean, you know.
Everybody's got a but. You know, everybody's got a but.
That's right. Just like the other thing, and opinions. But you know, what happened with Carson was there were a few items with Carson. The fact that Carson didn't continue to improve on his game. That was an issue with Carson. There were issues with his game that he just never seemed to take Doug's advice on how to coach.
Yeah, there's times he didn't listen to him. You are correct there. But but in the end, was the team worse off because of Carson Wentz?
Well, there were a couple. One of the things was that Carson didn't listen. So he didn't listen to his coach.
Okay, with that,
Carson was hurt all the time. That was one of the knocks against.
Yeah, but that's not his fault. That's not his fault.
It may not be his fault, but it's just like, wow, just like with Joel Embiid, you just seem like you're a snake bit player and you're a victim of circumstance. No, it's not your fault. You don't want to be hurt or sick.
Right.
But it just always seemed to be the guy that it happened to at the worst time. And the worst thing about Carson was, it seemed almost like he quit on his team when they hired Jalen.
Okay, it turned out okay for the team as we stand.
It did, but not because of him. It's because of Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie.
But if Carson didn't start to deteriorate, Jalen Hurts wouldn't have been the quarterback, correct?
Well, that's just a byproduct of.
Well, that, but that, but that's, know, but that's the point.
There's a reaction.
Yeah, but that's the point. So, what did he do? He didn't hurt the team. In the long run.
The question's not whether he hurt the team. The question was, why do people might possibly feel the need to boo him?
Okay.
And I'm saying that's the catalyst for why people may.
Yeah.
I would not boo Carson. Like I said, I feel like. I said that year. I said Carson was an integral part of the Super Bowl team. I didn't like the way it ended for him here, and I think that's what really turned people off. They were very disappointed that he wasn't the guy that everybody hoped to be. But I'm not going to boo him, but I'm not going to cheer for him either. He's the enemy now.
No. I mean, I'm not asking people to cheer for him. No. There's some players, actually, I don't know, I forget who they are, but some players they actually cheer for when they come back.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, Doug Peterson will be coming back the week from...
Yeah, well, you got to cheer for him. He was the coach of the Super Bowl team.
Anybody could possibly boo Doug. Doug is just one of the...
Oh, there'll be some moron out there. There'll be some moron out there that there'll be some moron that boos him. But, you know, there'll be more cheers than boos for sure. Yeah, a lot more. 98% to 2%.
There's no way to justify booing Doug. Doug got fired. It's not like he left because he was acting up or something like that. No. You know,
So they moved on. All right, so who is the player that has come back, that came back to hurt any team in Philadelphia?
Well, you know what, Howard? I'll never forget the first year Donovan was a Washington Redskin.
Did he play well against the Eagles?
He played well enough, and he was in the locker room cheering. They played that video for days. They made a mistake. They made a mistake. He was in the locker room cheering with his teammates talking about they made a mistake. They, being the Eagles, made a mistake.
I don't know that they made a mistake.
No.
Because when you think about the long term.
That was the sound bite from Donovan after he beat the Eagles that day.
Who was their quarterback after Donovan? Was it Vic? No. Who was the quarterback? Cobb, then Vic. Okay. So Vic created some excitement, and Donovan went downhill with the Redskins. But he did. Yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, he did beat the Eagles. All right, you're in the mix, Ray.
Thanks, brother.
All right, 215-592-9494. But again, you have that in your speed dial. I'm Howard Eskin. We're here at the Borgata. Borgata does so many special things. Bill's birthday is tomorrow. He's got a birthday cake. Really nice with Eagle stuff all over. It says, happy birthday, Bill. Isn't that so special? But here's what's happening at the Borgata, other than, you know, you can get a birthday cake too. Their pastry, they will make, well, they have cakes. So if you want a birthday cake, they can do that too. They can do so many things. But there's so many other things they do. It's time to experience everything Borgata has to offer. Experience luxurious hotel rooms, award-winning restaurants, they're all sensational, exciting nightlife, big-name entertainment, all just steps away from a spacious casino. They got new games and new machines in here. They always are updating and updating. It's filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion. Now through October 31st, play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like Coach Watches, JBL Speakers Cash, Free Play, and more. Plus, two lucky winners will win a 2022 Lexus RX 350 at the grand prize drawing. The first drawing is today. September 24th, and the second drawing will be on October 31st. That's Halloween weekend. Spook them out. For additional details, check it out, theborgata.com.
The Washington Commanders football team, we've got a new slogan. The fact of the matter is, we are Commanders. Boy, it gets better every time.
Oh, my God, that's that weak. Is that weak? You know, that used to be an unbelievable fan base. It sucks now. Well, it sucks for good reason. They can't stand the owner. The owner's a creep. He actually cheated the NFL when he tried to undercut them in the money he had to distribute to other teams in the NFL. He's just not a good guy. And we still don't know. John Gruden is the only one that got banged for those 630,000 emails with the hostile workplace and, you know, domestic, all kinds of issues with women. It was disgraceful. And nothing happens to the Redskins. $10 million fine, which is nothing. And he's suspended for a year, but he's still, I'm sure he's still running. It's just a terrible organization. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem. My pleasure, John.
Howard, I just want to say a couple things about tomorrow's game, and I'll start with Carson Wentz. I mean, first of all, I appreciate everything Carson Wentz has done for us. Without Carson Wentz, I don't think anybody can argue that we wouldn't have won the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. You'd have to be crazy to say that they wouldn't have won. Yeah.
In which case, you know, I'm not going to boo him, but I certainly wouldn't cheer him. And I know you're not asking for people to cheer, but I'm just giving you my opinion. But I certainly can understand why they boo him or why they will boo him because, you know, Philadelphia is a city of, you know, the city that embraces you when you embrace them. And, you know, when he never really embraced Philadelphia. And besides that, like asking for demanding a trade or asking for a trade during, you know, with three games left in the season when he gets benched, like that's a sign of cowardice. So I would never boo him for what he's done, but I can understand why people would boo him.
You can understand?
I can understand why some people would boo him, yes.
And why?
Well, because of the fact that he abandoned the Eagles after he got benched. Instead of coming back, like Philly likes a strong athlete, and he could have came back and he could have fought for his job the next season.
But it didn't hurt the Eagles.
Well, I'll disagree. I'll say last year it hurt them with the salary cap because they weren't able to get some weapons that they needed. So I'll disagree that it didn't hurt them.
Well, no, but maybe that's overstated because sometimes those players aren't out there. Who did they not get? Who they could have get if they had more money? And they could have gotten if they had more money. Who could they have gotten?
I mean, they could have gotten a wide receiver.
Well, what are they going to fall out of the sky? Where's it coming from? Now, with that being said, wait a minute. Didn't they draft? When was Devontae Smith drafted? Last year. So they got a wide receiver. Okay, so, you know, all in all, they got a wide receiver. And then if they gotten somebody last year, they wouldn't have had A.J. Brown this year. And they weren't ready to go anywhere last year. So, you know, when you say they could have gotten a wide receiver, like who?
Well, I don't remember exactly who was
that's the point.
Or a linebacker, but if I went back and
that's the point.
But I'm sure there was people out there, Howard. I mean, we just didn't
You're not sure because you haven't come up with a name. If you can come up with a name, I'm fine with that. But, you know, you got to build a team. You just don't build a team by just adding a whole bunch of free agents and say, "Oh, you could have gotten this guy." Sometimes you got to make the proper decisions in the draft. So they got Devontae Smith, so they got a wide receiver. All right, they got linebackers for this year because they drafted someone. So you build off of that. You're just going to go out. You can only pay, so whether there's dead cap money or not, you can only pay so many players. And it's better if you draft them because then you can monetize it better through the people that you do sign. So, you know, your first comment was, well, they could have gotten a wide receiver. Well, then they wouldn't have A.J. Brown this year.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't know what position we would have.
Well, you just said you started with wide receiver.
No, I'm saying you said we wouldn't have had A.J. Brown, but you don't know what we could have had or what we would have had we had salary cap space.
I know one thing. I do know this. There wouldn't have been anybody that was out there last year that was as good as A.J. Brown. I do know
I will agree with you on that.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you can't just say, you know, hey, I appreciate that you're trying to explain it, but it didn't really hurt him. Everybody in the league has dead cap money. Everybody. Everybody makes mistakes. And I'll tell you the ones that are going to get crushed now. Denver's going to get crushed. Russell Wilson might be, he's probably more overrated than Dak Prescott. He's a fraud and he's not an angel. He's not a goody two-shoes like he tries to make people believe. So $250 million for Russell Wilson? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Kyler Murray. You know, so now those teams, you talk about teams that are going to get crushed, but everybody has dead cap money. Everybody. And now they're done with Carson Wentz, and, you know, they can move on. Now they're going to have to pay Jalen Hurts. If he's the guy, he's going to have to be paid. But it extends who you can get right now. So that's my point. All right, who's the player that came back that hurt?
The player that came back that I loved when he was here and I hated when he went to Dallas is Terrell Owens because he beat us a couple times.
Yeah, okay. You're in the mix there, genius. All right, John, thanks for the call. Let's go to another John who's in Norbert. John, you're on WIP.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
Another day in paradise. I've never had a bad day in my life. And we're celebrating a birthday here today. Well, it's actually tomorrow, Bill. You know, I won't eat the cake, but I want to know how it tastes that we got from the Borgatti. Now, the icing's probably the best part. Actually, it's all good. Anything out of the pastries here at the Borgatti is sensational.
Yeah. Howard, I want to ask you, how do you think the next two games, ultimately, you think the Phillies will make the playoffs?
Oh, they're going to make the playoffs. I had no question about that. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. I had no question about that for the last 3 or 4 weeks because Milwaukee's just not good enough. They're just not good enough. But it's what they do in the playoffs. Now, if the question is, what do I think they're going to do in the playoffs? Nothing. They're just not as good as the three best teams in the National League. It's clear. It's the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Braves. And they're likely to play not the Dodgers first, but the Mets or the Braves. And I know they beat them two games. Playoffs are a whole different ballgame. And they're on the road.
They could play the Cardinals, though, right?
They could. They still have a chance to play the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are a better team, too.
If they play the Cardinals...
Not by much, but they're a better team.
If they play the Cardinals, in other words, they would beat San Diego and Milwaukee out for this second wild card.
Yep.
Would they get no home games against the Cardinals, all road games?
Yeah, all road games against the first series they play is the wild card. They get all road games.
Oh, my gosh. That would be very tough.
Yeah, it's very difficult. That's the way they set it up that way. So it's more than a one-game play and done in and out, but it's still tough. Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
Would you take Sonnegaard? What's your feeling about him? What do you think?
Well, he can't be a starter in the playoffs, and he won't be. He's a bullpen guy now. You know, they're not going to re-sign. They can't re-sign him. He's just not. If you give him chump change, which chump change might be $4 million to be in the bullpen. Probably give you 2 or 3 innings, but who knows what he's going to be next year. He's not the same pitcher as he used to be, and that's for sure.
Do you think the velocity will come back at some point or not?
I don't know, but I don't know that I'm willing to take a chance on it because they supposedly, and I say supposedly, have some young players in the minor leagues who could be starters and could pitch for. Are you worried about the Eagles at all tomorrow?
Well, it is. They are on the road, so I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I think our offense is better than their offense.
For sure.
Yeah. I think that their defense is not. I like our defense better.
Okay. All right.
Their special teams are about.
All right. Who's the player that came back?
I'd say Chase Utley the first time he came back here. He hit a grand slam, and then he hit a solo.
Who?
Utley. Chase Utley.
Oh, okay.
When he came back here when he was with the Dodgers.
Okay.
The first time he was back here.
First time did he hit the grand slam the first time he came back?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Utley, you're in the mix there, genius. All right, thanks for the call. All right, let me try to squeeze one more call in. Vic, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hi.
I've got a question about Jalen Hurts and about bowling as well.
Okay.
I'm a Carson Wentz fan, always has been. But
yep.
Jalen Hurts, there's something this year that just drives me crazy.
Uh-oh.
I mean, every time he gets the ball, I got all this confidence in this guy as opposed to last year. Now, I know we have a small sample size, only had, two games so far. But what is that? What is it about Jalen Hurts now that seems to have all this confidence that we didn't see last year?
Well, you would hope that he would have gotten better. You would have hoped that he would have learned some things. You would have hoped by playing games last year that he took a step, and he had to take a step forward. And, you know, it's two games, and last game was good. The thing that is driving me crazy, and I talked to many people, and they said the same thing. You know, I'm standing there in a game, and I'm watching. And then after the game's over, I says, they didn't score a point in the second half. You know, it's just like they didn't score a point. And that can't happen. That can't happen. Now, nobody scored any points. But, you know, if Cousins wasn't so bad last game or the Eagles' defense wasn't so good and people aren't ripping Jonathan Gannon this week, but you know, give people time. They'll find a problem again, which is uncalled for. I mean, I think the guy does a really good job, but whatever. He didn't score a point, so that's the thing. I'd say, wait a minute, you got to score, but whatever. It's just so.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The other one is on booing. On booing. You mentioned there should be a reason to boo. Let me tell you something. People a lot of times will boo for fun. Let me give you an example.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Temple alum. Okay. I was at a Temple football game some years ago, and it was this broadcaster that was going to make this field goal. I think it's a 35-yard line. And when he came up, everybody was booing him.
What are you talking about, during the game or during a promotion?
It was I think, at halftime.
Okay.
Wasn't that you?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't do it at Temple. I did it at the Eagles game. Yeah, but it's different for me. They're just booing. That's for fun. I'm talking about a player. All right, who's your player that came back and did well again?
The guy before me stole my thunder. I want to chase Utley. I'm going to go with... I know I'm not going to win it, but it would be Ted Simmons.
Ted Simmons? Ted Simmons never played with the Phillies.
Kurt Simmons.
Oh, wow. You're going so far back.
Yeah.
You're right. You're not going to win it. But that's right. Hey, have a great weekend. You're not going to win it. I'm sorry, Kyle. You can hang up on him. 215-592-9494. It's just Kurt Simmons. Oh, my gosh. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata as we're rolling through the morning, getting ready for Eagles football tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Time now is 8:56, and we all know that the Bruno Brothers, and if you didn't, you should, has the best assortment of meats and cheeses. Terrific, sensational. I mean, you go in there and you say, well, I want this. Yes, and yes. And they're located all over the city and the suburbs. They're in Wayne, a beautiful store in Wayne. But now they're all great stores. The one on Chestnut, they're all great stores. But now you don't have to even step out of your house to get the taste of DeBruno Brothers. Get your DeBruno delivered with mydebruno.com. Yep, DeBruno Brothers delivers. Their personal shopping and delivery team will grab your favorite meats, cheeses, produce, dairy, prepared foods, and more. Delivered right to your door. You got to try their Roman pizza. The pizza's really good. Their pizza is really good. Without looking for parking, you can do all those things. Traditionally cured charcuterie boards for that party you're throwing. Without having to get in your car. All their decent, all their decadent, small batch chocolates. I'm telling you, they got everything. Without having to sit in traffic. So get DeBruno to your door. Isn't that easy? That's pretty easy. And it's great food, great stuff, got catering, got everything. Start your order now at mydebruno.com. Here it is again, mydebruno.com. DeBruno Brothers, culinary pioneers since 1939.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I actually like Taylor Swift. I do. There's nothing wrong with admitting it. You know, there was a story out yesterday, and then it was quashed, that Taylor Swift would be the halftime act at the Super Bowl. And then another report came out that she wasn't going to be the act. I'm sure they talked to her. I'm sure she said she would think about it. I don't know that there's any reason that Taylor Swift needs to be at the Super Bowl. Usually, people do it to try to sell, promote an album that's coming out. She doesn't need it. Anytime she has something to come out, it's off the charts anyway. All right, setting up hour number two. Obviously, the Eagles against the Redskins tomorrow. 6.5-point favorites. Mark Lawrence will be here at same time this week as he's every week, about 9:40. We'll talk about the games, college today, the pros tomorrow, the Eagles game. And the question I asked in the first hour, and people are commenting, why do people boo Carson Wentz? What did he do? If anything, the team's in better shape. And he didn't really hurt that much. They got draft picks for him. He didn't work out. You know, and I know he didn't listen to the coach all the time. But, you know, he's 2 years removed. Sometimes you got to move on. It's the first time they're playing him. And it is interesting to see how he plays against the Eagles. And there's no question. I'm interested to see how he plays, see if he has any more juice to, you know, that first game against your former team. Sometimes that hurts you rather than helps you. But we'll see. Six-and-a-half-point favorites. I wouldn't lay the points. But we'll ask Mark Lawrence about that, too. Ben Simmons, as J.J. Redick was kissing both butts of his rear end in a podcast. I think J.J. Redick's a fraud. But he was really a nice player at one time. Then the last few years he was stealing money. Couldn't defend. Wasn't as good a shooter. But whatever the case. So we had him on there and kissed his butt. But he said some things which I don't know that, well, it was wrong to him to allude that, you know, it was difficult to play there. That's part of being a professional athlete. Somehow, he got to figure it out. But he's got better players around. I think he's got better players around him now with the Nets if he does the right thing. And he's trying to justify the fact that he can't shoot on that podcast. And that's weak, too. Now, I'm responsible for a lot of points. You know, but you got to be able to shoot. It is the NBA. The Britton Covey story was a fascinating story. Couldn't get into the player's lot last week because he had the wrong pass, and the guy didn't know who he was. But to Britton Covey's credit, such a grounded guy. Wasn't his fault. Didn't have the right pass. You know, all those things. So he totally understood. It's just how many guys would have done that without going ballistic? So it's nice. And our question this week to try to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Most memorable game from a former player against his former team, which would be here in Philadelphia. All right, let's go to, let me see where we go here. We're going to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm great, Bill. Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. That's great. So, anyway, I'll give you my reason why we should boo Carson Wentz. And that is, he is now a Washington Redskin. And he could hurt us. And I think he is fragile and will not take the booing well. And so, therefore, you know, he will play worse against us. So it's not what he did in the past, it's what he is now.
Yeah, but that's not why people are booing him.
No, it's not.
You know, when you get to Philadelphia, that's, you know, I guess just to create a lot of noise, but and try to get in his head. That's not a bad reason. I understand that. It's not a bad reason, but that's not the reason that people are doing it.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But be the reason why I would.
Okay. All right. I got it. All right. It's not terrible. All right. Who is your player that came back to haunt his former team, so to speak?
DeSean Jackson, when he went to the Redskins after the first time he left us, several times burned us in games.
Well, you know, he also, I think he did some things when he was with Tampa, too, against the Eagles, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the mix. That is a good one. DeSean Jackson did. He still had some juice left in the tank for actually a few years, I guess. Let's go to Bill. You're on WIP.
You just had Bill.
Oh, is that right? I'm sorry, Bill. I just... sorry, Bill. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. Dennis, how are you this fine morning, this fine Saturday morning?
I'm sharing a day with Bill Matz today.
What's that?
Bill Matz and I are sharing the same day.
Oh, is that right? Well, today is not his birthday. It's tomorrow, but I'm ahead of the game.
All right.
So yours so today is yours, Sam. Well, happy birthday.
Tomorrow's also James Seltzer's birthday.
Yeah, I heard that, I guess, 100 times during the midday show.
Question for you. What's wrong with Bryce Harper?
You know what? I don't remember him getting off to quick starts, and it's kind of like starting over after the injury. That's the only thing I can figure. He's just, you know, he's out of sync.
His average has dropped over 30 points since his return, and he's only got 2 homers.
Yeah, he's obviously not swinging the bat well, for sure. And that is an issue. And I don't know, at the end of the season, I don't know. I mean, it's just other than he's trying to get himself back. And sometimes when you're out of sync, you can go in the cage, you can do all those things, and it ain't working for him. And I don't know if he still feels it a little bit in his hand.
Do you think they should sit him?
You could give him a day off, but he won't accept that. He won't accept that. So could you give him a day off? Yes. Will you give him a day off? I'm not sure. Yeah. But that's where the manager's got to take control and say, hey, listen, why don't you just take a day off? You know what? I would do it today. I would do it. If you're going to do it, I would do it today.
Yeah. And tomorrow, as far as Carson went, I hope we bury him, because the way he left town was disgraceful.
Well, yeah, but why? You know, so, but the Eagles made out better. Didn't they make out better? And that's my question. Didn't they make out better?
Yeah, they did, but I'm saying with his actions, the way he threw our coach under the bus, basically, and you know.
He didn't say anything about him. He didn't follow all his directions. He didn't do everything he was told. He didn't throw him under the bus. He didn't say anything publicly.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything publicly. I mean, if he did, I missed it.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't understand it. He didn't do anything. Hey, listen, he's gone. It wasn't, as it turned out, once they drafted Jalen Hurts, wasn't going to work. And he didn't accept that well, and that was a problem. But that's not a reason to boo. If I ask somebody right now, who would you rather have, Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz? You would
Jalen
tell me.
Hurts.
Okay, so how did it hurt the Eagles? And they got picks for it. Didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
You know, I wonder if the people in Detroit, did Jared Goff play back in Detroit? I'm not Detroit in back against the Rams yet.
No, I don't think so.
Do you think they're going to boo him? No. Actually, the people, fans in Los Angeles, when they come to a football game, are comatose anyway.
If they didn't get that quarterback from Detroit, they would not have won the Super Bowl last year.
Stafford. Yeah, there's no question. So it didn't. It didn't hurt the. It's the same thing with the Eagles. That, you know, they took a step forward. And somebody mentioned, oh yeah, they heard they had dead cap money. They could have signed a free agent last year. No, they couldn't. If they could have, they would have. That's the way I look at it. If they could have, they would have. But you know, it's just I don't know. I just don't get it. Kyle sent me a text. Kyle, why don't you tell people why you would boo him?
Okay. Well, when Carson Wentz requested a trade, he left the Eagles with the largest dead cap hit in NFL history, $33.8 million. That's a huge hole that they had to dig, dig out.
Yeah, but what they got out of it in a year.
They did, but I mean, that was by Howie's doing. Wentz kind of screwed them. I mean, he did put them in that bad situation.
Okay, and who could they have signed with that dead cap money?
I don't know. I mean,
that's the whole point. You know, listen, his requesting a trade probably wasn't necessary because they were probably going to trade him anyway because they were going to move forward with Hurts.
Yeah, maybe, but he did request a trade, and they were $33.8 million in the hole. That's
one player, but how much were they in the hole total? It probably wasn't much else.
I don't know, but I do know it was the biggest dead cap hit in NFL history. I don't think anyone.
I'll bet you there's half the teams in the NFL have at least 35 to 40 million dead cap money right now.
Maybe
not with one player.
One player, yeah.
Okay, but it's still, you know, the number's the number, regardless of who it was. It's, you know, I don't think it hurt them because they moved forward and they're moving forward and they're a better team. So it's okay. You know, for once you're wrong, but that's okay. That's okay. Hey, Dennis, who's your player that came back to hurt his former Philadelphia?
Well, didn't Cliff Lee leave and then come back?
Who?
Cliff Lee.
Yeah, but he didn't hurt him. Yeah, he didn't hurt him. Yeah, he came back.
Yeah.
But he didn't hurt him. I don't think he even pitched against him, did he? No, he didn't even pitch against him. So that wouldn't be a good one, Dennis. That would not be a good one. But that's all right. Nice try. It's who came back and hurt his former team. That's the way, you know, I'm looking at this thing. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you? Before I make my Phillies points, I want to say I think the Eagles will win 28-10.
Okay, so you'd lay the points, which I wouldn't do. I wouldn't play the game.
I wouldn't gamble on that, but I just feel they're going to win. Anyway,
there's a lot of people that will, yeah.
Right. Okay, about the Phillies.
Yes.
First of all, I'm going to tell you why you were wrong about the crowds. But first, let me say, are you aware that the Phillies have a winning record against the Dodgers and season? They have a winning record against the Braves overall.
Okay.
Okay.
Now they do after these two wins because they were one. Okay. I think they were one. But here's what I'm going to tell. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Now here I'm going to ask you a question. After Washington, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Miami, do they have a winning record against plus 500 teams?
Yeah, they have a winning record against plus 500 teams.
No, they don't. Overall. No, because they're 20-some games over 500 against Washington, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. So that means, what are they, 17 games over 500 now? So that means against plus 500 teams, they have to have a losing record. I know the Dodgers is one game because they only played them seven times. Atlanta, it's one game. That's fine.
Well, wait a minute. Atlanta, they're 8-6 against the Atlanta Braves.
Okay, because they won the last two games. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So I know that you feel that they're no good. They can't even. They
no, I said they're good, but I don't think they're going to win in the playoffs. That's my point.
Nobody thought that Tampa Bay in 2008 would even be in the World Series.
Well, they didn't think, but they knew they were a good team.
Okay. Now,
Tampa's always a good team. They do a great job with their minor league player, with their young players. It's unbelievable. They really do a great job.
The last point I'm going to make is why you're wrong about the crowds. Number one, it's a football, basketball, and hockey town. Okay? That's a fact.
Well, okay, let me correct you. It's no longer a hockey town. When you get 6,000-7,000 people in a game, the hockey team's terrible. It's a basketball gets 20,000 because the people always are kind into thinking they're going to win a championship. So it's a football town. I get that.
Right.
I get
okay.
it. Well, I don't care about the crowds. People complain. If the people want to come out, they come out. I don't have a problem if they don't come out.
The Phillies fans always been bandwagon jumpers, okay? And the weather, that was a stupid statement because they packed house for the Eagles when it's snowing, okay? It's just that the Phillies fans are bandwagon jumpers, and if they go to the World Series, they might do it. Now,
too many games. There's too many games. The game has turned into a less than exciting, and it's a shame because I loved baseball. It was a great game. It was a great. When I say great, I mean a great game. But the analytics has just destroyed the excitement in the game. It's just terrible what they've done to the game.
Are you aware that if the Phillies were in the World Series and the Eagles played on the same day, that the Phillies still wouldn't pack the house because it's a football town, common sense, and that's it. They just do.
No, it'd be close, but that's like who cares? But they're not going to be in the World Series anytime soon.
The player that I feel that came back was Scott Rowland.
Did he do a lot against the Phillies? I don't remember that, but I'll check it. All right, Jim, you're in the mix, okay? I don't know. The World Series, well, they wouldn't be playing at the same time anyway. So that would never happen. If the Phillies were in the World Series, the Eagles and the Phillies wouldn't play at the same time. They would not play at the same time. So it wouldn't make any difference. 215-592-9494. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor? But we're at the Borgata. That's why it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. And the Eagles play tomorrow. They should be. And I see no reason they won't be 3-0. But I'm not laying the points. I'm just not laying the points. It's just until, I don't know who. Like, if they get to Arizona, they're going to be an underdog. Then I take the Eagles because I think Arizona's a fraud. But we'll see. But we got to get there first. I'm Howard Eskin. You got the numbers on speed dial. If you don't, put it in. 215-592-9494. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Isn't it a nice place here? Yes, it is. All right. We shall return. We'll get to your calls. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. Hey, if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, casino business, listen up. Listen. You should listen. If you're in that business, you should listen. If your point of sale system isn't helping you sell more, earn more, or work less, well, you need to talk. You need to talk to my pals at PDQ Signature Systems, because they're going to help you. I'm telling you right now, you trust me on a lot of things, right? Trust me. PDQ has everything you need for success. That includes the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest POS. It's the easiest POS and the most reliable POS available. With PDQ, you will get the innovation and reliability your business needs to succeed. You want your business to get better. I mean, I don't even know why you don't even just make the call. Whether you have a single location restaurant or have thousands of locations, Joe Flynn, terrific guy in business, but a terrific guy in person too. Very philanthropic, really good guy. Just check it out. His team is great too at PDQ. They'll create a custom solution that will help your business grow like never before. It's why PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They got a history of great things. Trust me. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Check them out. Here is the website, pdqpos.com. Tell them the King sent you, and they'll send you an extra special or they'll have an extra special offer for you. Schedule your free demo and business consultation. You can do it today. PDQPOS.com. No wonder why thousands of restaurants have PDQPOS. It's simply, and I say this with all due sincerity, the best point of sale system available. Ah, oh, a little rock and roll here, a little rock and roll. It's all good. It's all good. Bill, do the Giants have a winning record?
Giants are 74-77. They are under 500 now.
Okay. So against winning teams, they have total plus 500 teams. They have a losing record. What'd you say they were against the Cubs? Cubs, the Rangers?
Cubs, Giants, and Rangers. They're 1-12 combined.
So, and the Giants, are a losing team then.
They are, in fact, a losing team, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, they have a losing record against plus 500 teams. So, I don't know. I don't know what all that means when you get to the playoffs. But it's not a good sign. All right, let's go to Jack. You're on WIP.
Yeah,
by the way,
morning,
Jack,
Howard.
Just to let you know, and it's no connection here, Arthur has checked in from jail. So we will. He snuck in, so I'm going to.
What's he back in Arizona?
Yeah, he's in jail in Arizona. He's been in for over a year because he gets in fights out there. So go ahead. So we'll hear from Arthur shortly. Go ahead.
First, I want to apologize to Mr. Albert Pujols. At the time that I voted him that he should retire, he proved me wrong. When you're a man that goes into the 700 club, you deserve nothing but praise.
Yeah, and he's not a cheater. How about that? 700 club, and he's not a cheater.
Yo, man, good for him. Good for him, man. Like I said, I have to apologize. I wanted him to retire like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And now he's in the 700 club. I couldn't be any wrong.
He's probably got, what, high teens and home runs?
Wow, yo, he's awesome, man. Like I said, he proved me wrong. You know, it takes a man to say when you're wrong. He proved me wrong.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, Howard, a couple more things.
Yeah, two last night. That's how he got to 700, yeah.
Wentz, you can do nothing but ever boo that guy.
Okay.
He's a quitter. That's why. He didn't. That's what he did.
But he didn't hurt the team.
Yeah, no, it didn't hurt the team. Absolutely. It helped the team. But he quit. Period.
Okay. All right. Period. So now here I'm going to. The Eagles have won one Super Bowl in their history. Now, they won championships, but they weren't the Super Bowl. Without Carson Wentz, and I'm not going to defend what he did at the end and the fact that he didn't handle the situation well. I'm not defending him. But my question is, and I won't defend him, without him, would the Eagles have a Super Bowl?
I'll never say we wouldn't have won it without him. I'll never say we wouldn't have won it.
Okay, well, who was going to be the
quarterback? Even without him, we would have won it.
And who would have been the quarterback? And who would have been the quarterback?
I don't care who would have been.
That's a foolish statement, Jack. That's just foolish. That's foolish.
No, it's not. Because at the end of the day, we won the Super Bowl, period.
Okay.
He quit.
That makes no sense. That makes no sense. Jack. Is there bad air in South Philadelphia right now? Is that what's going on?
Some people say potatoes.
Too much Italian, too much good smell from all that Italian food down there?
Howard, I keep telling you, I'm Irish-French. I'm born and raised in South Philly, but I'm Irish-French.
Okay. Right.
And another thing, Howard, Bryce Harper came back way too early, man. Your hands in baseball, you got to be able to hold that bat 100 miles an hour fastball.
Man, that's crazy.
I think he came back way too fast.
It's crazy. All right, who's the player that came back to hurt his former team in Philadelphia?
I don't know if I'm following the question directly. I mean, correctly, but I think it was Allen Iverson when he came back to Philly for his first game.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything.
Didn't he light him up for a 30 burger?
I don't think so. We'll check it. We'll check it, Jack. All right.
All right.
All right. Yeah, you have a great day. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Joe, yeah. After you, we're going to play Arthur. So let's go with your call. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I,
I think the Phillies can make some noise in the first round of the playoffs, is what I think.
You know, would that be noise with drums or with yelling and screaming or
no,
actually
winning
games?
No, I mean, listen, you got Wheeler coming back, you know, looking healthy. Hopefully we can get Nola pitching well in September. And anything could happen in the playoffs, Howard.
There we go. I love that cliche. Anything can happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we play the Cardinals, do you count us out before we get into the theory?
I don't think they beat the Cardinals, but that's their best chance.
Right, right. But do you count us out before the theory starts is my question.
No, I don't count, but I do against Atlanta or the Mets.
I do as well. But okay. Again, right. We go back to that anything could happen, Howard.
I know. That's the favorite cliche. All right, who's the player that came back to hurt?
Well, this is a little outside of the box, but this guy embarrassed an organization, Pete Rose.
Well, he didn't hurt them on the field. That's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at. He hurt a lot of organizations, so that wouldn't. I appreciate the effort, but that wouldn't work. But
okay, Howard. Well,
thanks, man. You too. All right, Arthur. Still in jail. Is moron, doping, and nitwit. Can't stop from fighting, but he checked in. Let's hear from Arthur. We got Kyle. You got that?
Yo, genius! This is the criminal calling from Phoenix Inc. Now let's keep it real today, because it's going to be short and brief. How about them Yankees? And another thing: how come your people in Philly don't even know it's still baseball season yet? All they want to talk is Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. It's baseball season. Now the next day to rain on your parade. How about the New York Giants? Could you say this? First place New York Giants. Correct. And your Eagles are going nowhere. And to all the Phillies fans, God bless America. And God bless the New York Yankees. Later, dope.
All right, nitwit. All right, first of all, Phoenix is not incorporated. I didn't know that Phoenix incorporated. So that's number one. The Giants will not finish in first place. So enjoy it while it lasts. And Monday night, it's like don't even pay attention to the game. Like, you can't root for either one of those teams. You cannot root for either one of those teams. And Arthur's still in jail, and because he's such a dope, I wouldn't be shocked. He's supposed to get out, I think, later this month or early October, unless he gets into another fight. Moron. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I got a feeling that Carson's going to have a good game against us, and I think whoever holds the ball in last possession is going to win the game. I'm not a fan of taking the points.
So
at
are
all.
The people in Sea Isle with you on board that you wouldn't lay the points?
Nah, I got a couple guys on my job site put like 500-600 on the Eagles, and I'm trying to.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I know.
You can't put that much on and laying points. They may cover, but I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I'm thinking 90% sure we're going to win, but my two concerns are: Carson can have a good game, and I think the reason why, and I have 2 points, is that we are not getting any pressure. I don't care what they say. We're not getting Buddy Ryan pressure. We're not getting Jimmy Johnson pressure. That's what we're used to. We're used to slapping them guys down in the pocket.
I'm going to give you something. Pressure is important. Sacks may be overrated. And here's what I'm going to tell you.
Right.
When they were four, remember when they were 4-11-1? You know they were third in the league in sacks? They were third in the league in sacks. What good did it do them? They were 4-11-1. It is the pressure. There's no question. You got to, and there's certain quarterbacks who you got to be careful that don't they don't get rid of the ball quickly. Then you can do that. It's situations, and that's what Jonathan Gannon said the other day. Situations present that. So,
of course, it's a perfect example to get some pressure, or really pressure. Because
you got to pressure Carson. Yeah, Carson Wentz. He gets rid of the ball, but. But if he does, he can get rid of it quickly, but sometimes by trying to make a play, he holds on to it too long. All right, who's your player that came back to hurt the Phillies?
I think he's a
not the Phillies, but any team. Any Philly.
Yeah, I think
team.
He's a personal friend of yours, too. I'm going to say Charles Barkley.
You know what? It's actually not bad. I don't know what he did against the Sixers, but he played great.
Oh, no, he beat him up a couple times when he came back with the Suns.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, he had a – and he almost stepped on one of our guys. I forget. I remember there.
It's not a bad thought. All right, Tom, thanks for the call. All right, we're going to come back with Mark Lawrence to take a look at the weekend football. All right. 215 – well, actually, we'll try to get some people in at the end, so there's no reason to give you the number. We'll come back with Mark Lawrence, take a look at the college, the pros, see what he thinks about the Eagles here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. And here's what's happening at Borgata. Now is the time to experience everything Borgata has to offer. And I want to thank them for the birthday cake for Bill Matz, my producer on site, who is has a birthday tomorrow. Nice, nice birthday cake prepared by the pastry chef here, Deb Pellegrino. Experience, you can also experience luxurious hotel rooms, award-winning restaurants, exciting nightlife, big-name entertainment, all just steps away from a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa does not stop. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's, get this number, $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion. It goes on now through October 31st. It's another fine day here at the Borgata. Mixed in with some fine music, but also mixed in with some plays for the weekend. And to help us with that is Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you this?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fine Saturday.
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
Another day in paradise here at the Borgata. But there's a game that I don't even get why a guy bet $100,000. We'll get to that after you tell me on a game that, like, where did that come from? All right, so let's start with the college football. Who do you like today?
Look at the two inside-out dogs. They won as touchdown underdogs last week, and now they're more than touchdown favorites today. Big, big swing in the lines. We're going to play Duke plus 7 against Kansas. Kansas, really an upstart football team with the new head coach, but they've really struggled against undefeated teams. They're only 1-23 the last 24 games against undefeated opponents. And you've got Duke, who's dominated the Big 12 Conference. The last four times they played them, they've won and covered all four football games. I think Duke plus the 7 has a chance to win this game.
All right, who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Southern Mississippi. They're taking 12.5 against Tulane, who just upended Kansas State as a 14-point dog last week. Lost the stats, won the game, but lost the stats. You got Southern Mississippi. This is where teams tend to play down to the level of opponents when they pull big upsets in phony fashion. Southern Mississippi plus the 12.5, I believe they get the money here as well.
Is Notre Dame, now North Carolina is not a bad team, but when's the last time you saw Notre Dame as an underdog to North Carolina?
Well, they don't play them all that often for openers, right. But you know, you usually don't see Notre Dame as an underdog to too many teams in the ACC conference, maybe perhaps right. other than Clemson. So it's rare, but it's there for a reason. You know, the fact of the matter is Notre Dame's not playing good football. And North Carolina is sitting here right now laying in the weeds on this football team. I think the move is the right move. I think North Carolina is the side in this football game.
All right. There was a player here at the Borgata that bet $100,000 on Central Florida. who the heck is Central Florida playing?
Playing Georgia Tech.
Okay, Georgia Tech. Like, where did that come from? It's just... And he took Central Florida, who's obviously getting points, right?
No, Central Florida's laying a ton, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Georgia Tech's a bad football team, right?
Yeah, all right.
So they're looking for the route here is what they're doing.
Right, but playing 100, it's 21, right? So
right.
It's 21. Can you imagine why that's the case, other than Georgia Tech stinks?
The only thing I see inside this is you've got a Central Florida team that appears to have finally woken up, won a big football game, their last football game, and there's word that Georgia Tech head coach Jeff Collins, is probably on the outs, and this is his last year for the program. So he probably sees two teams going in different directions here. But other than that, I have no clue as to why he would want to put 100 large on a game like that.
Think about that, 100 on UCF. It's unbelievable. All right, let's... there's no look-ahead games that you see, right?
No. You could possibly say that maybe TCU looks ahead to Oklahoma next week. They're playing SMU today. But, you know, it's still a big rivalry with SMU, so I would discount that. The fact of the matter is there are no big games on tap next week. There's no marquee-type football game,
okay.
So really nobody's going to be caught looking ahead today.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
Pros, we're going to take a look at a couple of red-faced underdogs where they're taking points from favorites that were red-faced and embarrassed last week. First is going to be New England taking 3 against Baltimore at home. Baltimore, obviously, that whacked-out loss that they had against Miami last week.
Terrible.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, blow a 21-point fourth-quarter lead in a game like that. What I like here is two things. Number one, Harbaugh from Baltimore, Jim Harbaugh, is horrible as a favorite after losing as a favorite. He's just 3-10 to the spread. The other thing is New England has never lost at home against Baltimore in the Bill Belichick era in regular season games. They've hosted them 6 times. They beat them all 6 times. I don't know if this is Baltimore ready to get back up on the carpet after that embarrassing loss last week. I've got to play New England plus the 3 here.
All right, who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Tennessee, and I'm going to fade Las Vegas here. And hard to say which of these two teams is in better psychological shape. But the way Las Vegas lost last week was when that bizarro finish, unbelievable to Arizona, I think catches up with them here. Tennessee has got the better coach here. They've got Mike Vrabel, NFL Coach of the Year last year, against Josh McDaniel, who's still learning on the job here. And I don't know why Las Vegas is favored in this football game. It's just a name and reputation type thing, I guess. But Tennessee loses their home opener. They don't lose too many games in a row, twice in a row at home. I think Tennessee ends Las Vegas season because teams that start out 0-3, Howard, just don't make the playoffs by the end of the year.
A couple of road teams. Green Bay against Tampa. I do like Green Bay. I don't know. Would you like a side there?
I like Green Bay here pretty good. You've got right now the line's like a plus one or pick 'em for Green Bay because of the Tampa Bay injuries. There's some Green Bay injuries here as well that should be noted. But what I like here is two things. Number one, this is revenge for Green Bay when Tampa beat them in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago when Tampa went on to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And number two, you've got Tampa coming home after opening up the season with road wins and covers in their first 2 football games, and that's a horrible role for teams to play in their first home game of the season in Game 3. I think Green Bay is the better football team, and I got to like them over Tampa Bay.
Tough game, but I don't like Denver a little bit. That's why I kind of like San Francisco. Do you like a side there?
I like Frisco. This is a football team that, you know, I think it's going to end up proving the best move made in the National Football League this year is the one that didn't happen, and that's when they didn't get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I think he's going to end up saving this football team here this season here, and they've got a lot of talent, a very, very well-coached team, and this is probably the coaching mismatch of the week. You take a look at Kyle Shanahan, you take a look at Nathaniel Hackett here, it's all San Francisco here. I like them to win this football game as well.
All right, let's take a look at the Eagles. Who do you like? 6.5 points is a lot of points.
It is a lot of points. And, you know, a big rivalry division game here. Eagles have gotten off to this terrific start. You've got the Carson Wentz factor here. Whether it plays into the game or not remains to be seen. He's going to have to deliver the goods himself. I think it's a real, real tough call here. I think the Eagles win this football game. I don't know if they get the money here.
Right.
It's just a tough spot for them to have to ask to go onto the division road and lay a touchdown in a game like this. I'd probably take the points with the Commanders here.
All right. It's just, and Monday night, what a waste of time. I don't even know. In Philadelphia, you don't want either one of them to win. You want them to both just not finish the game. It's just terrible. I'm not even going to ask you about the game. It's what a waste.
You've always got the possibility of a tie, Howard, okay?
Yeah, I know. It's just, and watch it be a pick 'em. Then it'll be a tie all around.
There
all right, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.